Welcome to Let's Talk EI with Dr. Hank Clemens. This is an open forum to discuss all things emotional intelligence. So call and share your thoughts and ideas at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Now, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone. And first thing that I would like to say this morning is Happy New Year. That is Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. That Happy New Year is because we're into 2014. And this is the very, very first show of the new year, January edition of Let's Talk EI. And so the very first thing that I want to do today is I want to start the show off by declaring that 2014 is the year of EI. So that's going to be our motto. That's going to be our theme throughout the year. 2014 is the year of EI. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that we want to take EI out of, believe it or not, I'm going to use the term obscurity, and bring it into, well, everyday language, everyday talk, everyday actions. Now, I know probably most of the people who listen to the show know about EI, so they say that, well, EI is not an obscure topic or an obscure kind of content or obscure philosophy. Well, that's true. It's really not. It's been around, well, you know, at least, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, even longer than that. But you would be surprised at the number of people that haven't heard about EI or emotional intelligence. So we want to make a concerted effort this year to make EI more of a general topic that most people began to know about, most people began to act on. We want to be able to take emotional intelligence from the page to the stage. I like that term. Actually, a manager that I was working with in Chicago used that term, taking it from the page to the stage. And I said that I was going to use that. And he says, okay, I hereby grant you permission to use the term, taking it from the page to the stage. So I think that was Ross Tuttle from the EPA in Chicago, Region 5. But yes, January kicks off our first show of the year, and I hope and I know that it will probably be a great year. At least I'm anticipating that it's going to be a great year. I'm not superstitious, but 2014, or the number 14, is seven twice. And seven, it just happens to be my lucky number. It was also the year that the month that I was born. So that also sort of lucky for me. But anyway, I'm going to stop all this chat and just kind of tell folks a little bit about the show. So if you're new to Let's Talk EI, I'm the host, Dr. Hank, founder and CEO of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. Now, Let's Talk EI is an open forum. That means we want to hear from you, our listeners, our members, those that are first or are new to EI. We want to hear from you. Our lines are open throughout the show. As you heard at the beginning while the music was playing, we have a toll-free number that you can call to talk to us. The number is 1-888-463-6748. Again, it's 1-888-463-6748. Now, when you call that number, you can talk to our guests, and I'll tell you about our guests here shortly. Or you can talk to me, or if you just have some comments that you'd like to make or questions that you'd like to pose for our guests or others, feel free to do that. So what we want to do is just have it as an open forum so that you can call in and share your thoughts and ideas around emotional intelligence. Now, if you just want to listen to the show, what I'm going to ask you to do is to listen on your computer. In other words, don't call in the 1-888-463-6748 number just to listen. We want to use that number for people who want to talk. So if you want to listen, you can just go to your computer, search for talkzone.com. When you find it, bookmark it so that you can come back to it later. But listen on your computer. But if you want to talk to our guests, or if you want to talk to me, or ask questions, things like that, then you call in on the number 1-888-463-6748. Because what happens if you call in on the number just to listen, it actually ties up one of the lines so that maybe others that might want to call and talk, they'll find the line busy, and of course then they can't get in. So we're going to ask you, if you just simply want to listen on your computer or your mobile device. But if you want to talk to the guests or myself, then use the number 1-888-463-6748. A couple of other things before we get to our guests. And today our guest is Jessica Miroff. She's the executive director of Frameworks of Tampa Bay, and she's going to be joining us shortly. But before we get to Jessica, just a few things that I want to share with you. Because prior to the January meeting, we had the December meeting, of course. And in between December and January, some of the chapters were involved in doing some activities. And so I want to give a big shout out to the Orlando chapter, and that is headed up by Dr. W. And and her support in doing the holiday social, which was Sheila Ortiz. They did a great job of putting together that holiday social. I attended, and I just want to say, good job, guys. Really appreciate what you did. They are also going to be having a kickoff of their organization, which is going to be January 10th on the UCF campus. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do, or if Dr. W is listening, maybe she can call in and give us some more information on that. But if you can go to our website, you'll see her photo and some information about how to reach her. But they're having a grand opening of their facility on the UCF campus on January 10th. Also want to give a big shout out to Melina Mative and Dr. Rose, because they were responsible for doing the holiday social for the Tampa chapter. And Dr. Rose, who's a faculty at Everett University, had, I don't know, I'm going to say 10, 12, 15 of her students that attended the holiday social. So good job there. That turned out really well. We all had a great time. And as a matter of fact, some of the students became members of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. So, again, congratulations on that. A couple other things about Let's Talk EI. We use Let's Talk EI as one of the mediums to introduce, educate, inform, as well as share information about emotional intelligence. We'd like to, like I said, bring it out into open all things about emotional intelligence. As a matter of fact, there was an article that's been floating around about the dark side of emotional intelligence. And I just want to say, just like there are a plus side or a bright side of emotional intelligence, there can also be a dark side. So if you've seen the article, it's a good read. I encourage you to take a look at that. If not, I think you might be able to find it in Psychology Today, or if you have a LinkedIn connection involved in some of the LinkedIn groups, you'll find it within our LinkedIn group, which is Society of Emotional Intelligence Network. That's a LinkedIn group, and you'll find, I think, Bob Jarris posted it on our website, or at least on our LinkedIn group. So you should take a look at that article. couple of other things. We use the Let's Talk AI as a way to share information about upcoming seminars and workshops, also about the conference that we have coming up each October. As a matter of fact, you can register for the conference right now by going to the website, www.societyofei.org, and register for the conference. And I think right now the rate is only about $99. So it's some terrific rates just to register early for the conference, which comes up in October, by the way. We have a couple of Facebook pages, and we have a quarterly newsletter. So there's lots of information going on out there about Let's Talk EI through the various mediums that we have. But let's get to our guest, because she's been holding. She's anxious, and I'm anxious to hear more about the kinds of things that she's doing or have been doing. So good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. I've been looking forward to having you as our guest, and it's just great that you've been able to carve out time to spend some time with us this morning. So before I get into the discussion, I want to tell the folks a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Jessica really has an extensive background. She's an experienced business executive with a varied background, and this is just I want you to know this is just a small snippet of the kinds of things that she's involved in. And so this is a short bio, not a full bio. Her background involves having worked at Roberts Communication, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Raymond James. I'm going to ask us to tell you a little bit about Raymond James. We here in Tampa probably take the word Raymond James as just a term that we're all familiar with, but because we have listeners outside of the Tampa area, they may not be familiar with Raymond James. I'm going to ask her to elaborate a little bit on that one for me. She's active in the community. She served on the board of directors of the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce, the Museum of Arts, and the USF Women's in Leadership and Philanthropy. Jessica was the co-founder of Emerge Tampa, which is a networking and volunteer organization for young professionals. Jessica is also passionate about being a mom and her career, so she blogs about it. She has a blog, and I'm sure she'll give us the link to that blog. It'll be great for you to read about that. She also loves spending time volunteering at her daughter's school. Her background, she graduated from the University of South Florida with a bachelor's degree in mass communication and a master's degree in education. Jessica has been an active part of the frameworks for nearly a decade, having served as a volunteer and a board member. She joined Framework staff over a year ago as the marketing and communications director. Then she was promoted to executive director this past June. So, Jessica, say good morning to our listeners out there, and, well, just give us a little brief, short summary about you, because we are going to be going into a break in about 10 minutes. So I want to save all of these hard-hitting questions and things like that until after the break.
So a bit about me. Personally?
A little bit about you that might extend past what I just kind of shared with the group.
Oh, sure. You know, the most of my career has been in the for-profit industry, you know, full-time working career.
Okay.
And mostly in a marketing discipline, you know, working for two Fortune 500 companies has been a great experience for me. But I realized that Frameworks is my heart and soul, and what we do every day, build emotional intelligence skills in our youth, in our community. I knew that this was definitely the right career choice, for me, and I couldn't be happier. So, and what makes it most exciting for me is for me to bring my business background to, the nonprofit sector and to really, you know, I think bring Frameworks into, you know, a new level and even more success in our community. And that is, you know, is really exciting to me.
Okay. Well, I had mentioned, as I was going through your bio, that you had been with Raymond James, and because the information Let's Talk EI goes outside of the Tampa area, can you tell me a little bit, our listeners maybe a little bit about Raymond James? They may not be familiar with that organization.
Sure. Raymond James is a financial services company, a tremendously amazing one that I was very fortunate to work for nearly 7 years. And they have financial advisors that serve clients all over the United States and internationally. It's a very large organization, one that's headquartered here in the Tampa Bay area. So a lot of your listeners may also be familiar with Raymond James Stadium, which is, they have the naming rights for. But it's just a tremendous financial services company. And a lot of your listeners may even have Raymond James advisors as their financial advisors. So, great company to work for. I worked in a marketing role at that organization.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure, there may be a few people that have heard of Raymond James Stadiums and have gotten their hearts broken by the Bucks, defeating them when they showed up here. And as a matter of fact, speaking of that, I'm sure everyone knows now that Tampa is going to be a much better football team next year, perhaps, than they were this year. We got a new coach and a coach with a lot of experience, and it appears that the folks in the Tampa Bay area are pretty happy about that. So we're looking forward to that also. So that'll give Raymond James just a little bit more exposure, I'm sure, next year when football season kicks off again. Before we get into the discussion about frameworks, because while I know a little bit about frameworks, it says that you've been with frameworks for quite some time. So I'm going to ask you to share a little bit about frameworks. But before we do that, we do need to take a break. I see the little light flashing here. So can you stay with us over the break?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Dr. Hank.
And thank you for being back. We have Jessica Muroff with us this morning. Jessica is the Executive Director of Frameworks. And we were just kind of chatting a little bit about that. But Jessica, interesting name, Frameworks. So can you tell me a little bit about the organization and maybe where the name Frameworks came from?
Absolutely. We were founded in 2002, so we've been around for more than a decade now as the Ophelia Project. And our focus initially was on relational aggression between girls. And then our board a few years later decided, boys have similar issues. So we then launched the Boys Initiative in 2006. And when we really, a couple years again went past, and when we really looked at our mission, we realized and understood that we were meeting the social and emotional needs of our youth. And over time, we realized that, building those social emotional learning skills was the best way to address the issues that we were trying to address with the Ophelia Project and the Boys Initiative. And so we knew that we needed to rebrand the organization. Mm-hmm. And so in 2011, we got our board, community members, and some really talented individuals who gave a lot of time to going through this process of rebranding. And when you think about it, building these emotional intelligence skills in youth, what we're building is a framework for life success. We're building their internal framework for their life success, hence the name Frameworks. I mean, it's so critical, and it's such an essential skill, and it's a part of your framework as a human being. That's why we called it Frameworks. And so our mission is to teach youth to manage their emotions, to develop healthy relationships, and really so that they can make good decisions for their their school, for their career, and for their personal success in life. But it's really about building that strong framework.
So wow. You know, once you say and explain it that way, frameworks, and so we're building, or you're building a frame from which the young adults operate from or through or out of, it makes a lot of sense. Because when you first see the word frameworks, it sounds maybe like a steel company that is building ships or building, you know, framing a house or something. But it's all about how we frame, how you frame, you get the kids, you know, outline where and how they tend to grow and develop within that frame. Outstanding. I heard you mention the term social and emotional learning, though. And so what is social and emotional learning, and how is it different from emotional intelligence? Or is there a difference?
Well, you know, they're essentially the same thing. You know, in the academic, you know, when you're talking about students in schools, We identify that those emotional intelligence skills as social and emotional learning. And, you know, and this term came to be back in 1994 when a group of researchers, educators, and advocates got together to talk about the, you know, meeting the developmental, psychological, and educational needs of our youth. Mm-hmm. And they introduced this term, social and emotional learning. And actually, you know, Dr. Goleman, and others, and I know I'm sure a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with Dr. Dan Goleman, you know, and an emotional intelligence who really kind of brought, you know, that term, I think, into, you know, even more awareness in our, to people. But out of that term, social and emotional learning, when that term was, you know, when they identified that term, and then they also developed this consortium, this organization called the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning. It's called CASEL. It's a national organization that really focuses on, you know, building emotional intelligence and these social and emotional learning skills in youth in schools. So really they're the same thing, but there are five core skills to social and emotional learning, and there's four for, you know, emotional intelligence. They're virtually the same. One is self-awareness, two is self-management, three is social awareness, four are relationship skills, and where social emotional learning is just a little bit different is there's a fifth skill on there is when we teach youth how to use those four skills to make more responsible choices. So we teach them how to make, you know, responsible decision making. So those are the five skills in social emotional learning, and this is what we teach as an organization to youth in our community.
Okay. Now, that's great. Now, how do you teach? Well, before I get to how do you teach, you said, who do you teach them to? And in other words, typically, you know, schools are K through 12. I'm sure you're not operating at all levels, so where do you start?
Yes, well, that's a great question. I mean, research will tell you that you need to start in preschool and teaching these youth, you know, teaching kids and children how, you know, developing these skills at the earliest stage that you can in preschool and continuing that through, you know, K through 12. At Framework, we teach this. We have programs that teach us K through 12. We're serving approximately 1,500 youth right now at various grade levels. Not every single one, you know, not K, you know, through 12, but several grade levels in there that we're teaching. And every program that we have is grade level specific. And so, and we'll go into the classroom or an after school program and teach these skills to the youth that we're serving. But, you know, the important note here is that you definitely, I mean, as parents, as educators, as, you know, people who may be involved with youth, teaching these skills as early as possible and continuing that through their lives is the most important thing for developing emotional intelligence in youth.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. So what determines, you know, what age group, because I heard you say you're at different age groups in different schools, how's that determined?
Right now, it's determined by school receptiveness, availability. I mean, building that relationship with the school or another nonprofit. You know, at Framework, you know, the way that we teach these skills to youth is we will partner with the school or partner with a local nonprofit who work with youth in that age range, K through 12, and they understand that they want to develop these SEL skills in their youth because they understand the importance and the value that this can have on their academic success, as well as the school climate, the nonprofit climate on being able to improve that. And so they'll bring us in because they know that we're the experts and we have evidence-based programs that we use, and we'll either teach it in the classroom or we'll teach it as part of an after-school program in lessons like you would have in a classroom that of a teacher teaching it. So it's really a partnership between us and the school teachers, the administration, as well as other nonprofits in our community as to where we're at. So it's really based on, you know, capacity of our staff to be out in the classroom as much as we can. So it's a growth mode for us. As more schools are interested in having our programs, we'll add more staff to help deliver it. So it's really if a school's interested, we go out to schools to try to get them to, a lot of schools do understand the importance of SEL, but, how to integrate this into their daily school routine, and bringing us in to help them do that. And the same thing with other nonprofits as well. So it's ramping up and building because more and more people are understanding the importance of developing these skills and youth and calling us to help us, bring us into the classroom to teach it.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was just listening to this and first of all, it sounds one exciting. Two, it sounds like something that every school could use and every household that have kids in it could use. So with that
we
as a
agree
thought,
with you more.
With that as a thought, I can't see why, more and more schools aren't knocking on your doors. And, of course, as more and more schools knock on your doors, you would have to keep ramping up or building, the staff or whatever to take care of that.
Sure.
Do you ever encounter any resistance, though, from perhaps schools or organizations around social and emotional learning?
I would not say resistance to social and emotional learning itself. It's more of a time constraint. I mean, teachers in our schools today, they have a lot that they're managing, and a lot of pressures, for academic performance of their students. One of our biggest challenges to overcome in schools is the time issue. You're absolutely, we are not, we can't teach every student in Hillsborough County, the county from which our nonprofit is located.
Okay.
And so what we're evolving to as an organization is to train and coach teachers in the classroom how to incorporate the evidence-based curriculum that we have for them to deliver efforts in the classroom. And so in what we're finding with schools is that many school-based, prevention and promotion efforts, whether it's a school wants to tackle a problem with bullying. A lot of these prevention, or even intervention programs that they make, they could be coordinated through school-wide SEL programming.
Mm-hmm.
And SEL, teaching these skills to our youth, that's going to help prevent a whole host of antisocial behaviors, bullying, violence, eating disorders, all kinds of things, because it's really getting, again, at the framework of the person, of these youth, to teach them to make better choices in their lives. And what we find that, is in today's schools, there's an average of 14 different simultaneous activities in place to combat problem behavior. Try to do is to work with schools to tell them, social emotional learning. This could be the framework, again, the framework
for
for doing behavior management and development in their schools, to having a very positive school culture. And we know from research the importance of what teaching, you know, these social emotional learning skills can do to improving mm-hmm. academic success of youth. It's really trying to get the schools and teachers to understand how they can incorporate this already into what they're doing, without it being a huge extra burden on them. And understanding, you know, that, you know, either having us come in and do it for them, which a lot of schools like for us to do, or having us to come in and coach them so that they can take over and do it themselves.
Okay. Well, there's lots more that I want to know, and it's, hopefully there's lots more our audience wants to know. There's that doggone light again that says it's time to take another break. So please stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for more of Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Hank.
And welcome back. Thanks for being with us over the break. I really appreciate that. I mentioned earlier in the show that, that the show is open. We want to hear from the listeners out there. I think the telephones are still working, although I haven't heard any calls come in. But I invite you to give us a call if you have any questions for Jessica or either a comment. Maybe there's some other SEL folks out there that might want to share their thoughts or ideas, or they have a point of view that either compliments Jessica or has a different approach around that. We'd like to hear from you. The number to call is 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888. 463-6748. We've been talking with Jessica Miroff, the executive director of Frameworks, and she's been sharing some outstanding information with us about social and emotional learning and what it does or the impact that it has on youth. So we want to sort of continue that discussion, but in so doing, I want to kind of take it a little further, Jessica, if you don't mind, and that is, hopefully these aren't secrets, but how do you teach social and emotional learning? Just what goes into it? I mean, if my kid is a 10-year-old or 12-year-old and he's a part of the class, what's he going to learn and how's that going to happen?
There's a whole host of ways and strategies that we use, and especially, you know, to appeal to the different multiple intelligences that we have in the classroom with our youth. Almost all of our curriculum, especially in the elementary level, like a 10 or 12 year old, like you're describing, that's elementary / middle, getting into middle school, is really heavily literacy based. So we use a lot of books and stories to represent some of the concepts that we're teaching to the youth and to the kids that we're working with in the classroom. There's a lot of role-playing with youth in the classroom so that they can talk through maybe, you know, solving some problems or giving examples of situations that they might have encountered at school or at home. A lot of times also especially with younger kids, it's all about being able to understand and label their own emotion as well as the emotions of others. So we have posters that help with different facial expressions so that we can help youth understand and build their emotional vocabulary and being able to express their emotions in positive and healthy ways in the classroom. So there's, you know, a whole host of activities. Very interactive, very experiential, because as we know, you know, kids don't want to just be sitting at their desks all the time and being talked at. We want to make this interactive between the students, and the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We use visuals in the classroom, as well as, you know, tactile things where they're building something and working as a team and as a group. Using literature, almost every lesson, especially in elementary level, will have a story that goes with it, and using that literacy-based component, which is really important.
There's
so many different ways that this happens in the classroom. But again, it's experiential, it's interactive, appealing to different types of learners, and really teaching the important lessons of building that emotional literacy that they need to help them in their life.
Okay. So, I just heard you, when you said help them in their life, because I was about to say, why is it important to develop SEL skills in youth? And you kind of gave me a little bit on that already in terms of to help them in their lives. But in what way? How does it help?
This helps them with their school readiness, with their academic performance, because, we know that, teaching these skills, these SEL skills, these emotional skills, they're kind of the primer to thinking and learning. I mean, because it's, we're teaching them those, process that drives attention. And when you're not distracted by maybe something somebody said to you in the hallway or something that somebody that said at home, when you have these stresses and these pressures, especially in the middle school environment, that can detract them from being able to be good learners in the classroom. And so we know that when we teach these skills to our youth, we're driving their learning and memory, which helps them perform better academically. So again, social-emotional learning is really the most effective framework for preventing antisocial behaviors like bullying and the stresses that they can experience in schools, especially in today's world, as well as giving them the solid foundation that they need in order to be really to really perform well academically. Research shows that schools with social emotional learning programs, their youth will perform on average 11 points better on standardized tests.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, and I know that you're preparing youth, but youth don't remain youth. They become adults at some point in time. So as you're creating, developing the youth with the SEL, does it stick, or do you think that, as they become adults, it may be necessary to, do some sort of reinforcement or different applications once they become adults? Now, I know that's not an area that you deal with, but what's your thought on that?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny. Whenever I talk about, and people say, what is frameworks? What do you do? And I talk about what we do with youth. The first question out of their mouth is, do you do that for adults too? that's the beauty of our emotional intelligence. It's something that we can develop and continue to enhance and build over time throughout our lives. And so, absolutely, yes. Even though we are developing these skills in youth and the youth that we work with, it's important that they continue to focus on and develop those skills as adults as well. And there are so many resources out there for adults to be able to improve their emotional intelligence skills, and so much research that talks about why this is important and how this can improve the bottom line of companies and their performance of their employees. So, this is like I said when I talked about the continuum of starting early and continuing to go, that continuum doesn't stop at, graduating from high school. That keeps going. So, definitely it's very important throughout your life to focus on these skills.
Okay. Earlier in the show, you mentioned Dan Goleman and some of the work that he's doing. And I know that you have an annual fundraiser each year. I had my ear to the ground, and I think I got wind of that Daniel Goleman may be here for your fundraiser. Is that what you've heard, or maybe I had my ear to the wrong listening post?
No, you had it absolutely right. We are thrilled. We just confirmed that Dr. Daniel Goleman will be our luncheon featured speaker, and our luncheon is Thursday, March 27th. Dr. Goleman will be, his topic is social intelligence, the new science of human relationships. And so it's not just about education, it's really about all of us. And so it is sure to be, I think, a really amazing talk and presentation. And this is open to the public, so if you just go to our website, you can find out more information about the event. But we are just beyond thrilled to have Dr. Goleman as our guest speaker at our luncheon this spring.
Okay. We have a caller on the line, John Hartman. He's involved with the Tampa chapter. Can I have him come on? Maybe he has a comment or question that he'd like to pose.
Absolutely.
John, how you doing? You made it from Texas to Tampa yet?
Yes, I'm absolutely here getting my feet finally warm, Dr. Hank. Thank you very much. I'm pretty excited to get engaged with the Tampa chapter. Loving the show here, Jessica. What an awesome, awesome framework opportunity that your organization is doing. And I wanted to chime in because I'm working on the adult side for the emotional intelligence. And I had a very intriguing question is that, as we know, no matter what we teach children, but once they go back home into their home environment, what is your organization doing to help keep the parents engaged, to keep the kids on par, if you will?
You know, that is a thank you so much for your question and for your comment, because that is a challenge that we face with all of our programs, because, you know, our different home environments, especially the youth that we work with, I mean, 80% of the youth we work with are at-risk youth. And those okay. youth who, you know, all youth need these skills, but these youth in particular are, you know, probably not getting as much opportunity to learn and develop these skills as others. And so the home environment is critically important. And so, you know, what we do to incorporate and to involve the parents is we'll do parent and teacher training so that they are aware of the skills that we're teaching to their kids and how they can reinforce those, either at home or in their classrooms. We also send things home, with the students. For example, one of the curriculum that we use, it's called PATHS, Promoting Alternative Thinking Strategies, an amazing evidence-based program. And every lesson has a PATHS kit of the day, and where they get compliments from everybody in the classroom. And so when that gets sent home with the child, a lot of times we get parents who get excited about, you know, all of the wonderful compliments that their child, you know, has gotten in the classroom that day. But, you know, again, reinforcing these small concepts, but powerful ones that you can even do every day at home. So we will do e-newsletters to parents. Anybody can follow us on our Facebook page. And, you know, with the parents of kids in our classrooms, it's really all about communication to them about what we're teaching in the classroom, as well as training for them at different intervals throughout the year.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Like a whole process.
Absolutely. Yeah, we wish we could do. We need to do more, which we'll hopefully grow to. But you know, it's definitely you know, just as you talk about, you know, if they're getting this in the classroom, it's important for it to be reinforced at home. And we try our best to communicate to parents and to train them as much as we can on how they can do just that.
Thanks for your call, John. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
Don.
Day. All the best.
Jessica, we're about out of time, and there's a couple of things that I wanted to ask you. It's more because I know that there are folks out there that says frameworks. That sounds like a great organization. Where can I find some more information about frameworks? So if that is indeed a question or a thought that someone has out there, how would they find you?
Well, we have a website. It's www.myframework.com. And that is a great resource for more information about social emotional learning. And there are articles, there are videos. We have a newsletter, so you can sign up for our newsletter on that website as well. So I highly recommend, if you want to learn more about our program, just even get, you know, social emotional learning resources on being able to, you know, to reinforce this in your own house. All of that's on our website. I would also highly recommend if anybody is on Facebook, which I'm sure a lot of people are, you can follow us on Facebook. We do a lot of great articles about emotional intelligence and social emotional learning. A lot of resources. You'll stay in touch with the organization and what we're doing in the community in a, you know, great way. So those are probably two of the most effective ways of reaching us. And I welcome anybody to give us a call or send us an email at any time if they want to learn more about Framework.
What's the number?
It is 813-514-9555.
Again?
I'm sorry?
That number again?
813-514-9555. And that's
Fantastic.
Tampa Bay. Yeah. We welcome anybody to call us if they're interested in learning more about our programs or getting involved somehow.
Okay, great. Jennifer, I'd like to thank you for being our guest on Let's Talk EI today. I think, you know, most of the time we get a lot of information. We hear a lot about the adult side or the EI side. And so it was very, very refreshing to hear and know that there are things that are being done on the youth side also. So thank you for being our guest. Really appreciate it. And I do look forward to getting involved or being more involved with Frameworks of Tampa Bay.
Well, we are grateful and so excited to participate on your show here today. And thank you very much. And we definitely look forward to working with you in the future.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
All right. You too. Well, before we close out the show today, there are a few things that I wanted to share, and thank you for staying with us throughout the show. I really appreciate that. We have some really outstanding guests that wind up being on Let's Talk EI. I mean, they come from all areas, not always strictly emotional intelligence, but like I always say, it is directly related to emotional intelligence. Like next month, for instance, we anticipate, I believe that my guest for next month is going to be a gentleman by the name of Matthew Phillips. We call him Matt. And Matt is the executive director of an organization that deals with conflict or mediating conflict or disputes at the community level. There's an organization called NAFCM, National Association for Communications and Mediation. And he's going to be our guest in February. So be sure to tune in or to check our website to look for more information on next month's guest, find out more about Matt, and if I have the opportunity, I'll certainly post that on our website. A couple other events that's going to be occurring here shortly in January. On January 23rd, I'll be speaking at the Tampa chapter on their professional development meeting. The topic is being high on emotional intelligence is not enough. Again, the topic is being high on emotional intelligence is not enough. And what that's all about is someone can be high on emotional intelligence, but it doesn't mean that they actually apply the concepts of emotional intelligence. They have a high score, and there are some other things that we want to refer to also. But being high on emotional intelligence is not enough. And so don't miss that one if you're in the Tampa Bay area, or if you'd like to have that presentation done at your workplace, please give us a call. In March 14 and 15, and I know March sounds like it's a long ways off, but it's really not that far off. We have the EQI 2.0 certification that's be occurring, and that'll happen in Orlando. But also in March, I had mentioned Matt Phillips, that we would be doing a webinar with that organization, the National Association for Community Mediation. So stay tuned to find out a little bit more about that. And last but not least, I had mentioned we will be kicking off the hospitality management program at Tuskegee University later this month. And now what's available is the vendor directory. And I don't want to forget to mention that, because people sometimes say, well, how can I find a consultant, or how can I find someone that can come in and provide training on emotional intelligence? Well, the Society of Emotional Intelligence, well, you might call it the clearinghouse around emotional intelligence. We want people to look to us to find out more about emotional intelligence. So we have a vendor directory. So if you are looking for someone to train or coach or teach emotional intelligence in your organization, check out vendor directory. Or if you want to be listed, if you're a consultant or a trainer, want to be listed, that's another place. Check out vendor directory for more information and how to get listed there. So just visit our website at societyofei.org for more information on any of the things that you've heard today or any of the things that we've talked about. You can also become a member of the Society of Emotional Intelligence by going to the membership page of the Society and completing the membership application there. Or you can give me a call at 813-431-9786. Again, my number is 813-431-9786. I'm Dr. Hank. You've been listening to Let's Talk EI. Hope you've had a great learning experience today. And if there's anything that you need or want to find out more about emotional intelligence, by all means, give us a call or check our website. And remember that 2014 is the year of EI. 2014 is the year of EI. I'm Dr. Hank saying thanks for being with us. Go out and have an EI day.